Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and we're talking this week about life, eternal life. We saw that last time we saw that eternal life is not just endless existence, because all mankind has that, in that every soul is going to live forever, one place or another, whether in heaven or hell. The Bible clearly shows us that we are eternal souls. And so it's not just endless existence, it's this eternal life, but it's having the very life of God in us. And it's that life that we talked about the other day as far as Adam and Eve, when they sinned, that they were separated from God. They died spiritually. It's that life that was dead there that we can have again, that we can have in us, the very life that they had before they sinned. And when they walked with God, it's that very life that this is talking about here. And that life comes through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ended yesterday with these verses out of 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. It says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Well, there's several things that we can learn from this passage. Number one is that God has given to us eternal life, those who believe. It says there that if we believe, we can have eternal life. And that eternal life is in his Son. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have the Son, we have eternal life, it says. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have eternal life. And I believe that we can have the Son and have eternal life and then fall away. Having our heart hardened towards the Lord Jesus and not living our life for him anymore. And we can forfeit eternal life. Because if we have the Son, we have life. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have eternal life. And another thing we can see in this passage is that if we believe on Jesus, that we can know that we have eternal life. Now, some people may argue with that, you know, they've been taught that you can't know that you have eternal life. Well, the Bible teaches us here that you can know that you have eternal life. And it says that these things have I written unto you. Well, if I was going to write a letter to somebody and I wrote at the very end of that letter that these things that I wrote unto you, I wrote them so that you can know how to whatever the book was about or whatever the letter was about. And, you know, you'd go through that letter, you'd go through that book and find out, you know, what those things were. Well, that's what you can do with this book, the book of 1 John. If you have a question whether you can know that you have eternal life or not, you go through the book of 1 John and you find all the places where it talks about eternal life, and you see if your life matches up with that. And if it matches up with that, you can know that you have eternal life. If it doesn't, then there's a way that you can be right with God and that you can have eternal life. And that's what the last part of this verse says, that you may, or that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That these things have I written unto you, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So that's a beautiful passage. It shows us that life is in the Son. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to look at another passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. And there's several places here in this chapter that talk about life, this life that we're talking about here. And we're going to go through these. Hopefully we can go through them quickly. Verse 27, it says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath the Father sealed." Well, there were some people following Jesus because sometimes he fed them with fish and bread, and he multiplied the fish, and they saw these miracles, and they wanted to be part of that group. Well, Jesus told them, he says, "Don't labor for the meat that perishes. Don't labor for the fish and the bread, but labor for that which endures unto everlasting life. And what that is the Word of God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And it's He that gives that life to us. In verse 33 it says, "For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." And in verse 35 it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life." So this bread of life who gives life to the world, or it's available to all the world, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Verse 40 says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, the will of the Father, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the will of God, that we would all have eternal life. Now, it's available to all. All do not choose to have it because they don't believe on the name of the Son of God. They don't believe on Jesus. And they don't see the Son, see Him who He is. He's God come in the flesh and became sin for us that we could be made righteous in Him. He is Jesus, the Messiah. He's the everlasting one. He's the one that is the bread of life, and He has everlasting life. And to believe on Him isn't just a head knowledge, but it's something that we live out. The word believe is actually a compound word, be and live. It's like be living it out. It's when we have faith, when we have true faith, it's going to be lived out. I like what James says. It says, faith without works is dead, being alone. It says, even so, if it hath not works, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Well, somebody said it this way. It is faith alone that saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. So it's by faith that we're saved, but the faith that saves is not alone. It has these works that follow. So that's Jesus said that He is the bread of life. I lost my place here. 47, I think, is where we need to be. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Here it is. Here it is again, believing on Jesus. Verse 48 says, "I am that bread of life." Jesus is that bread of life. And then 51, it says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live. He shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." And Jesus did. He gave his flesh. His body was broken. His blood was poured out upon the cross, and his body was broken with a crown of thorns on his head, with all the stripes from the whipping that he got, and all the different things there, and even the nails in his hands and feet. His body was broken. He gave his life. He gave his flesh. Then he said some pretty hard things, and it was confusing to the disciples, even to the people that were following him, because of what the strong words that he said. But he says in verse 53, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." And some people think that this is talking about the communion meal, with where the wafer or the bread and the wine. But I don't think that's what it's talking about here. the Roman Catholics go as far as to say that the priest has power to change the wafer into the actual body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's able to change the wine into the actual blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I don't believe that either. I don't believe that it's talking about the communion meal here. I believe he's talking about abiding in him. He's talking about being in him to the place that we are. He is our all in all. He is our sustenance. He is our bread. He is our everything. It's abiding in him, just as it says in chapter 15, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So it's abiding in Christ. And I believe that's what he's talking about there. He says in verse 57, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. So it shows here that the Father is the way Jesus is, he didn't eat the Father's flesh, but he was always doing the will of the Father. He was living for the Father. Everything he said was for the Father, and the things he did was from the Father. That's the same way that we need to be with Jesus, that he's the one that gives us life. That's what this is saying here. So, a couple more verses. 63, it says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So it's the words that Jesus speaks. He is the living word, and he speaks these words. And if we believe and obey and follow, we have this everlasting life. And one more is verse 68. It says, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So this eternal life is from Jesus Christ. He is the life, the Son, life in the Son, who has life. His words are life, and if we obey him and follow him, we will have eternal life. And that's, we're going to look at that a little bit more even in the next couple days. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in. May the Lord Jesus Christ fill you with his life and his love.